弟兄们平安.
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天我们所要看的经文是取自出埃及记第20章1到11节.
Today we will be preaching from Exodus chapter 20 verse 1 to 11.
让我们一起开声来念经文，我相信很多时候我们没有机会用声音来念出这个经文出来.
Let us all read audibly aloud the verses.
你们可以按照你们所熟悉的语言一起来念.
Please read according to the language that you're comfortable in.
第一节, 神吩咐这一切的话, 说, 我是耶和华你的神, 曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来, 除了我以外, 你不可有别的神, 不可为自己雕刻偶像, 也不可以做什么形象, 仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物, 不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他们，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必惩罚他们的罪，自父及子直到三世代。爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们施慈爱，直到千代。
不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必以他为罪。当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要洗澡，做你一切的工，但第七日是要向耶和华你的神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、奴仆。
婢女、牲畜以及你城里寄居的客旅都不可以做任何的工，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物。第七日就安息了，所以耶和华赐福于安息了，定为圣日。那我们一起祷告。神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we want to give you thanks and praise you.
让我们今天可以来到聚会所里面，和透过线上来向你敬拜和聆听你的话语。
And today, through being here and joining online, we can worship you.
感谢你能够让我们有这圣经能够阅读和聆听。
Thank you for having given us the Holy Bible that we may listen and read.
直到我们知道怎么去过我们基督徒的生活，
so that we may know how we shall live.
我们如此的感恩祷告，
this we pray,
奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，
giving thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and in His precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 关于要传讲或者聆听十诫的这个教导或信息呢， 我相信很多人心里面自然会想到有几个的这个问题或是疑问。
Coming to this preaching on the Ten Commandments, I believe we will all have some questions already there in our minds.
十诫是属于过去旧约的这个律法，请问它现在还是不是合适来去做教导，或者是来去应用呢？
Well, the Ten Commandments is something of day past, long ago. So is it still suitable for teaching and application today?
所以, 弟兄们, 合适还是不合适? 举手看一下。 是的，举手看一下。啊，还有一半一半哦。好。So
half of us don't think that it's applicable today.
第二，十诫是否太过律法主义，或者是教条主义呢？因为它必须做这个，或者是必须要做那个。And
are the dialogue too legalistic, since it asks us to do this and to do that?
所以基督徒还需要去遵守十诫的这个律法吗？
In other words, do Christians still need to obey the Decalogue?
另外，有些基督徒可能是说，哎呀，没关系，好，我们退一步，我们说，OK，好，我们尊重十诫的这个教导。
And so others, we say that we respect what the Ten Commandments teaches.
但是呢，我们也并非当成他律法来去遵守，而是我们要 按他的背后的经义去行。
Yet we do not want to obey it like how we obey a certain legalistic statement or law, but we want to follow what the spirit of the law.
那么可能我们要知道说，十诫它所要表达那种背后的经义又是什么呢？
So the question is, what is the Decalogue expressing?
以上的这些问题呢，在今天的信息当中呢，我们都会尝试的给予回应。
So in the rest of our time, we will try to answer all these questions.
其实我们真正看世界的时候，我们要明白，其实神所要关心的，其实是要更新我们的心意。
And so we, as we walk through the decalogue, what we need to know is that God wants to renew that which is within us.
我们能够学习拥有好像神一样的心意，然后呢，也能够活出神的这个形象。
And so we want to learn to have the heart of God and to also live out His image in our lives.
并不是说他要我们遵行律法诫命的这个行为而已。
It's not just to follow the letter of the law, so to speak.
今天所讲的十诫的这个信息呢，是从第一到第四诫而已。
What we will be going through today or walking through today will be the first four commandments.
恳求神能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
能够透过认识跟理解这个十诫的这个教导跟它背后的这个经义。
And so as we understand the deeper meaning of the Decalogue.
除了说我们晓得，因为一般说如何爱神跟如何爱人如己之外
，apart from the chorus that we always have, right, to love God and love people，
这是我们一般对时间的认识。
This is what our usual even shorter summary of the Decalogue。
其实，反而我们要更进一步来帮助我们知道说，我们自己呢是属于神的人。
What we want to recognize this morning is that we ourselves belong to God.
我们不单来去尊重神的神圣性
，not only do we acknowledge God's godliness or holiness，
也尊重神赐给我们每一个人的这个神圣性。
We also also recognize the holiness that God has imputed into us。
因此呢，我们在任何的事上呢，我们就要活出这个分别为圣的爱与尊重的生活。
And so in all that we do, we want to live a holy life and one that is characterized by love and reverence.
刚才从我们所读的这个经文里面
From the passage read early on,
我们可以看到从第一到第二节的开始
The first two verses tells us,
他讲述了就是我们那位至高者的神呢，告知属于他的子民，就是以色列人呢，他是他们的创造者和这个救赎者。
Well, the scripture declared therein that God is both the creator and the redeemer.
因为他就是那一位说曾经呢将他们从埃及那个为奴之家呢将他们救出来的那一位神。
He was the God that led them out of slavery in Egypt.
他是他们的创造者跟救赎者。
He's their creator and redeemer.
所以呢他就具有这个权来向这些以色列人的来颁布子民的这个诫命。
Therefore, he has the authority to give unto them the Decalogue or the law.
并且呢，要求他们尽心、尽意、尽力、尽意的来去爱和遵守这些诫命。
And to ask them to obey the law with all their hearts and minds and strength.
来，这时候我们来看这个第一诫，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
And the first commandment says that you shall have no other gods before me.
这条诫命呢，是让当时候的所谓的以色列民呢，或者现在的读者们，我们能够意识到，也知道说我们的上帝的独一性。
This commandment points to God's uniqueness，
以及我们去信奉耶和华神的那种的首要性。
And also His primacy，
就是说你的生命里面呢，不允许有任何其他的神呢。来居首位，而是必须呢以神来居首位。
In other words, only God should take the first place in our lives.
除了我以外这句话。
But apart from me, this scriptural quote.
这条诫命呢，其实呢是要将以色列呢从四周围的这个所谓的列邦中呢去分别出来。
Well, this quote that no other gods from me is to distinguish God from all the other gods, so to speak.Of the other people around Israel.
来显出呢他们这个独特和这个分别为圣的一个神圣性的这个身份。
And to highlight that they, the Israelites, are set apart for God.
所以呢他们就必须要选择跟随他并且以神为首位。
And so they have to follow God and only let God and none others have the first place.
那么怎么才算是说是以神居首位呢？
And how can this be the case in one's life?
我们相信这位演员大家都认识他吗？
I believe you are familiar with this face.
啊，都认识吗？啊，有些不认识，有人说他是一个很有名的这个啊，他是一个基督徒来的。
Well, this actor is Christian.
他是美国很有名的啊，这个演员跟啊，也是很著名的导演。
He's both a renowned actor and director.
他曾经呢拿过了的第74届的这个奥斯卡金像奖的这个男主角奖。
He was the winner of the best actor for the 74th Oscar.
他在迪拉特大学呢这毕业典礼上他有做了一个演讲。
And during his graduation ceremony, he gave a speech.
他在过程中呢他鼓励学生们说要将神呢摆在生命的首位。
He encouraged his fellow students to really give God the first place in their lives.
从他这样一位非常有名的一位讲员，这么有成功的一个男士来说，他能够讲这个见证，我相信是值得我们去多认识跟理解的。
It's something for us to learn from him. For someone who is successful as him to be giving God's praise.
让我们一起来看这部的这个视频，然后呢，从他的这个角度来去理解以神为首位的这个重要性和为什么要以神为首位。
Okay, show time.
Number one, put God first. Put God first in everything you do.Everything that you think you see in me, everything that I've accomplished, everything that you think I have, and I have a few things, everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. It's a gift. 40 years ago, March 27th, 1975, it was 40 years ago, just this past March, I was flunking out of college. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I hope none of you can relate. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I was sitting in my mother's beauty shop. They still call it beauty shop now? What they call it now? Yeah, I was sitting in the beauty parlor. I was sitting in my mother's beauty parlor, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I see behind me this woman under the dryer. And every time she looked up, every time I looked up, she was looking at me. She was looking me in the eye. And I didn't know who she was, and I said, you know, she said, somebody give me a pen. Give me a pencil. I have a prophecy.March 27, 1975, she said, boy, you are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Now, mind you, I was flunked out of college. I'm thinking about joining the army. I didn't know what I was going to do. And she's telling me I'm going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. Well, I have traveled the world. And I have spoke to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and has kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done and stick with God. No.
这条诫命呢其实也是提醒我们在这么的这个繁复这个很复杂的这个环境里面呢。
The commandment reminds us in life vicissitudes.
尤其是我们在这个比如说新加坡这么忙碌这个都市里面的生活中呢，会很容易呢使到我们将我们的注意力我们会放在所谓的可能物质的享受，追求名声、财富、社交认可，甚至将它看作可能是我们生活的这个核心。
In our busyness in Singapore, we might just put our focus on things that we can either possess or activities that we can involve or things that we can attain.
所以呢，我们要努力的就是要维持去亲近神，然后与神同在，保持我们这个灵命上的清醒，然后呢，让自己呢经常也记得要将神放在我们的首位。
And so we need to really just work hard on trying to draw near to God, that our spirit continue to be awakened, and then God continue to take the first place in our life.
第二诫命就是不可雕刻偶像，不可跪拜那些像，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。
The second commandment says that you shall not make for yourself an image, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
其实如果我们回到去看当时候的这个以色列的这个周围呢，在古代近东每个国家普遍上都会有这个神明。
Actually, if you look at the ancient Near East, what we call them, right, those countries around Israel, everyone will have their own gods.
不论我们是从所谓的文献啊，或者是从什么壁画啊，或者是我们从那些浮雕里面呢，我们都可以看得到，神像呢，在当时候那个环境地区里面，在敬拜中呢，是具有很这个核心的这个重要的这个位置。
So from all the literature and archaeological finds, we can deduce that worship was something that's of central importance back then.
所以呢，这条的诫命的重要性呢，就是要告知以色列人说，他们不可以像其他的民族呢，用这他们的方式去敬拜他们神明的偶像。
And so these commandments remind his people that they are not to worship God in the way or in the wrong way.
而更重要的是说，他们也不可以说来去用那个所谓列国敬拜的方式呢，错误的拿来去敬拜我们的耶和华神。
And neither should they follow the ways of the other nations in their worship, and also the way that they conduct their rituals in their own worship of God.
所以你们在出埃及记就看得到，他们很奇怪，当摩西上去的山上的时候，他们竟然造了金牛犊来去拜。
Well, we are all familiar, I suppose, with the narrative of the golden calf. You know, that happens when Moses went up to the mountain and prayed to God.
所以这个是以色列人当时候他们的所面对的这个常常会发生的错误。
So that was a common mistake that Israel made back then.
虽然说我们在座各位，我们现在比较没有说像去膜拜人手所造的这个偶像。
So much as today, we do not pray to images.
但是我们却是否说拥有另外一种的方式的所谓的偶像的崇拜呢？
But do we subscribe to other forms of idolatry?
对基督来说，偶像呢不仅仅是指什么雕刻的这些偶像，其实呢还可以说是心中一种无形的所谓的偶像的这个敬拜。
Idolatry doesn't refer only for Christian. Idolatry doesn't refer only to visible images and figurines. It can also be invisible idols in our hearts.
弟兄们，这种无形的偶像是什么？
Well, what could such idols be?
你们所理解的是什么呢？大概？
What is our understanding of such idols that we can hide in our hearts?
可能是什么？
What could that be?
啊？是？对了啊，你需要讲对，可能是金钱财富
，it could be wealth，
可能是事业
，it could be career，
可能是所谓的金钱投资
，or investments，
可能说社会地位的那种的追求等等
，status in the society，
许多人在追求更高的这个生活水平的时候呢
，as we as we aim for a higher standard of living，
我们很容易的就一下子陷入到对那种物质的所谓的偶像的崇拜。
We quickly go into this so-called idol worship.
认为说这些呢就是我们完全可以信赖的，而且呢也相信它可以满足自己的需要，甚至呢会为了去追求它，我们要耗费我们的一生呢的时间跟精力去得到它。
We tend to place our full trust in all this material possession, and we just give it all of ourselves in order to obtain them.
而这条诫命它重要是提醒我们说，我们要远离这种的无形的这个偶像。
And so this commandment reminds us, not to just simply pursue blindly such possessions.
我们要重新去审视说，哎，我们内心我们真正的敬拜的对象究竟是谁
？We have to examine ourselves, ask ourselves, who is the object of worship, our true object of worship.
当然当我讲到这里的时候，请大家不要误会说哦，去追求或去拥有这一切呢所谓的是错的。
Please not misunderstand me to be saying that it's wrong to pursue success and so on.
我们追求拥有这些是没有错。
Nothing wrong with pursuing success and material.
而我们要感恩上帝将这一切，比如说金钱啊、事业啊、物质享受啊，赐给了我们。
And we should also give thanks for giving us all this to be enjoyed.
我们要以感恩的心呢，来去正确的给予他保管，或者是说经营他，或者是说甚至说学习怎么给予祝福别人。
With a heart of thanksgiving, we be good stewards of all that God gives and also use them to bless others.
我们不是将这一些呢，反而呢成为我们当成我们是假神，我们去敬拜他，我们反而去忽略了我们的真神。
We do not so-called make all these things like our idols or fake God and then become our worship.
很有趣，你就会看第二诫命，它比较长，而且加了一些所谓的惩罚跟祝福的语言在里面。
And then when we read the second commandment, we realize there are also words pertaining to punishment.
他说我们的耶和华是忌邪的神。
He says our God is a jealous God.
什么是忌邪啊？
What does it mean that God is jealous?
英文很清楚的就是说是一个嫉妒的神。
Well, English is clearer, supposedly.
他非常重视神的百姓对他真正的所谓那种的真诚。
Well, the English translation highlights that the God's people should be really wholeheartedly turning themselves to God.
所以呢，他希望那些跟随他的人、敬拜他的人，能够专一的来去敬拜他，而不是说又敬拜他，然后又去侍奉马门。
And so he wants his people to worship him wholeheartedly and not just half-half, you know, giving their half of their heart to some other so-called gods.
所以这样的话，我们想说，这样我们应该如何正确的来去敬拜神呢
？And so, how do we give our full devotion to God to worship Him properly?
如果根据耶稣的教导，正确的敬拜神是怎么样敬拜
？Following the teaching of Jesus, how are we to worship God?
有想到吗？在什么对话之中，耶稣有教导这个怎么叫真正的敬拜
？Did Jesus teach us something about true worship?
有想起吗？他跟谁在对话的时候有讲这讲出来
？Could he have taught that while in conversation with somebody？
记得吗
？Do we recall？
打水的那个妇女对吗
？So yeah, yes, it was during his encounter with a woman in Samaria when she was drawing water from the well.
在约翰福音第四章二十四节里面，他这么说：神是灵，所以敬拜他的必须用什么呢？心灵就是圣灵和诚实就是真理来去敬拜他。
And Jesus said in John 4:24 that God is spirit and his worshipper must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以神是灵呢，是上帝的本性，也是他这个特质啊，他的本质的描绘。
And God is spirit describes God's property and his character.
所以我们必须呢，透过心灵和这个诚实的这个敬拜的方式呢，我们进入到一个更新跟这个诚实的这个敬拜里面。
And so we are to worship Him in spirit and truth.
每一次呢，我们都是以上帝的灵跟上帝的话，我们来相辅相成去敬拜我们的神。
Each time when we worship, we do it in accordance to God's spirit and truth.
然后第三诫呢是不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
Commandment number three says that you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
妄称的这个原意它指的是什么呢？是不正当的或者没有良好的目的来去使用神的名。
So misuse refers to improper usage of God's name or wrong intention, wrong purpose.
起初呢，这个诫命呢，它用来是针对用神的名来做咒诅啦，来祝福啦，来行邪术啦，或者启示等等。
Misuse originally means to use God's name in vowing or cursing and so on.
后来就包含更大的这个范围了，就是任何不诚实或者是抱着那种邪恶的那种的意念来使用上帝的名字在内。
Later on is to swear or to use God's name in order to cover one's dishonesty.
当人妄称耶和华神的名的时候呢，就是表示说或显示出对他的不尊重，轻视他的恩典，藐视他的灵在。
And so to misuse God's name means that one takes God lightly.
也向人类来误传有关那位自由拥有的本质。
And to communicate a wrong understanding about God that, or to really tell people, a characteristic of God that's not His.
所以我们要在言语思想各方面呢，都必须要尊重耶和华神的名为圣。
And so in our actions and our words, we are to really give God unto give glory unto God that He and let people know that He's holy.
其实有时候我们发现到，在网络或者是说在一些的社交媒体里面呢，我们很多人可能会随意的就在使用带有宗教意味的这个言辞。我们甚至可能在我们的所谓口头禅、口语化呢，将上帝的名字随便来去使用，或者甚至亵渎。
Also, in films, internet, and social media, we hear a lot of colloquial and casual usage of God's name.
我们可能时常会说 "OMG, OMG, OMG"， 有没有
？The senior pastor just blaspheme God.
或者 GDU, GD 啊 G GDY G 啊 GDY 那个。
Pardon me for not knowing how to translate the Mandarin.
这个不是说是粗话，或者说没有说特别说不对。但是如果你整天这样，好像 OMG OMG 的话，好像感觉也是对神的这个圣名不尊重。
They are not swear words, but it does express that we taking God lightly.
所以这条诫命告诉我们说，无论在现实的生活还是在网络的这个空间里面呢，我们都应该要以敬畏的心来去对待上帝。
And so this commandment reminds us to go to God or to speak about God in reverence.
最后一条第四诫命就是当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
The fourth commandment says to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
如果你仔细看今天我们所读的经文呢，它其实从第八节到第十一节呢，它已经告诉我们很清楚的几件事情。
So if we were to observe the scripture carefully, a few things are said from verses 8 to 11.
第八节呢，就告诉我们诫命本身是什么。
The verse 8 spells out the law itself.
然后第九到第十节呢，就说明了这个所谓的怎样守这个诫命。
9 to 10 is instruction to keep this commandment.
然后第十一节呢，就告诉你说守这个诫命的原因。
Verse 11 will be the basis for keeping this commandment.
守为圣日的这个含义呢，就是我们能够说一周，比如说其中一天呢，来分别为圣。
Keeping the day holy means to really set aside that day for God.
然后呢，能够专给上帝所使用的这个意思。
A day for God to use.
比如说，我们特别一天，我们是专心来去敬拜他，来去读圣经，或者说专心祷告等等等。
It could be a day of worship and devotion.
好像 Joyce 我们的领唱刚才所提醒我们的，我们可以在实践里面学到怎么的去来去过神所要我们过的生活。
Just like Joyce who preached a sermon on Ten Commandments early on.
新加坡呢，其实作为一个非常快速的或者是说高效率的城市。
As a fast-paced and efficient society, Singapore.
许多人每一天他都忙于生活上的很多的这个事情或者是工作，甚至周末呢，我们都排满了这个各种的这个活动。
On weekdays and on weekends, we have work and we have leisure, and actually our schedule are packed.
所以有时候我说要将一天分别为圣给神来使用呢，其实是很大的一个挑战或者是说考验。
It is therefore a great challenge, really a tall order to set apart one full day.To give it to God in worship and in devotion.
其实安息日呢是神要给予人的礼物来的。
Sabbath day is in fact a gift from God to man.
让人的身体和心灵呢都能够得到这个休息，享受他给予人这个丰富的这个预备。
That we may find holistic rest, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
所以呢，这条诫命的重要性呢，是提醒我们说，我们无论工作你有多么的这个繁忙呢，心灵和身体都需要休息之外。
So the commandment, apart from communicating a reminder that we do need rest, no matter how busy we are,
更重要的是，我们要有一段的时间，要分别为圣出来，来去亲近神和敬拜神。
More importantly, it tells us that there should be this block of time.That is given unto God per se.
所以当我知道我们当中弟兄姐妹们有些他们工作没有办法来教会的时候，或者他们出国，我都会将教会的讲道的视频呢发给他们。
And so when we know that our members can't come for one reason or another, the sermon video will always be sent to them.
因为我希望说他们能够在很忙碌的时候一定要有一点的时间出来来去敬拜神，来去亲近神。
In hope that in the midst of their busyness, they can really just set aside time to draw near to God.
而当我们将这个安息日呢，我们也连于神的创造和他的救赎来看的时候，
And when we connect the Sabbath day to God's creation,
我们可以察觉到神的心意呢，是要说要人享受他的这个创造，与他一同的这个安息。
We can see that God wants us to enjoy His creation, that we also rest just as God rests.
透过创世纪，他就把工作和这个休息的模式已经陈列了给我们看。
Through Genesis, He tells us, what Work should be like the model towards working.
我们是按照他的形象而去造的。
We are made in his image.
我们蒙召也成为了他的子民。
We are called and we are his people.
所以呢，他就希望我们要活出像他的模式一样。
And so we are to live our lives like him.
然后呢，也以此反映出我们是按他的形象而造。
And this also reflects that we are made in his image.
并学像他而去生活。
And to learn to live like him.
所以呢，这是从创造来看安息日。
And this is to understand, Sabbath through creation.
然后呢，从救赎来看呢，就是神以安息日作为他以他显明立约的这个记号。
And then when we think about it in, from the perspective of salvation, then we know that this is the time, how many years?
作为他以显明立约的那个记号。
Sabbath day marked the covenant that God makes with his people.
来显出他们说在这个接受神的救赎上呢，他们完全都是出于神的恩惠。
Well, to show that in receiving the salvation is totally out of God's grace.
所以这个当守安息日守为圣日。
And so, to keep the Sabbath as holy,
我们可以知道说这个是神圣的，又是充满这个丰盛祝福的。
So we know that it's a day that is set apart, that means it's holy, means it's set apart, and that it's a day that's full of blessings.
这也是我们喜莲堂我们的立场来去讲述什么叫做安息日。
And this is Jubilee's understanding of Sabbath day.
所以这四条诫命呢，不仅仅是说是旧约的这个教导。
And so these four commandments is not only OT teaching.
它其实呢，在今天的这个社会里面，仍然有很深的这个所谓的这个现实的意义在。
It's also very timely teaching for us.
无论我们是在面对到这个所谓的社会的这个科技的冲击，或是我们在忙碌的工作和生活的节奏里面。
No matter if you are busy or this, or we are swamped by all the technological advancements.
我们基督徒呢都需要来去重新来去审视这些的诫命。
We as Christians need to re-examine these commandments.
然后呢来去将它应用在我们现在的这个日常的生活的选择中。
And to apply them to our daily lives.
其实耶稣在新约的时候他也讲过这些话。
But Jesus actually, talked about this in the New Testament, or thought about this.
耶稣说他来了并不是要废掉律法。
He said he did not come to abolish the law.
而是要什么
?What did he come for? Came for.
而是要成全。
But to fulfill the commandments.
并且呢要跟随的门徒呢去成就另外一种更高的意义。
And he wants his followers to achieve something even higher standard.
意思是说耶稣呢他并非要求门徒说按照字面呢去执行一些古旧而具体的诫命的律例。
So Jesus' disciple is not to just simply follow the letter of the law.
而是要人去明白呢和持守这些教导的背后的所指向的敬意是什么。
But to comprehend and to live out the intention of the laws.
我们去遵行圣经中的所谓的律法诫命教导。
When we follow what the Bible tells us to do.
主要呢是要让我们的心意被更新。
So that our lives may be renewed.
然后我们能够明白神的心意。
That we may understand God's will.
然后呢，能够活出神的这个形象。
And our lives will reflect the image of God.
所以呢，我就将这个四条诫命做了一些的整理。
So here is a little bit of summary of the four commandments.
第一、第二、第三、第四，对我们现今的社会，我们的人来说是什么的一个意思？
The relevance and implication of the four commandments to our lives.
第一就是以神为首位。
First is to put God first.
然后第二条诫命告诉我们说，我们要用心灵和诚实去敬拜他。
The second commandment reminds us to worship God in spirit and truth.
所以从这条四条诫命里面，我们看到神是我们的创造主，也是救赎主。
The four commandments also show us that God is both our creator and the one who saves us.
他又不断的以爱来去立约，来去眷顾做人。
And he covenant with us with his love.
我们今天是否能够毫不犹豫大声的说
？And so today, can we declare aloud?
神是我们生命中最重要的。神是我们生命中最重要的。我们跟左右讲这句话，不要看着我，跟左右讲，神是我们生命中最重要的。如果你说你没有时间给神
，If we say that we have no time for God，
那他就不是你生命中最重要的，或者是居首位的。
Then it can't be that he has a first place in your life.
来第二
，Second，
作为人的本分
，the responsibility of man，
我们要学习去尊重他。
That's to learn to revere God.
我们要用正确的方式去敬拜他。
We want to worship him appropriately.
我们也要时常提醒自己呢，要远离那一些无形的偶像崇拜。
To remind ourselves of idolatry, to distance from idolatry.
当我们去追求、去要得到这一些所谓的我们想要有的事情的时候，我们要小心，不要陷入说我们以他为中心而忘记了神。
When we pursue whatever we want to or need to, that itself shouldn't be the center of our life.
因为我们的神是一位忌邪的神。
For God is a jealous God.
他希望我们跟随他的人呢，能够专一的来去敬拜他跟侍奉他。
He want us to serve and love him, worship him wholeheartedly.
第三呢，就是我们看到第三件事，尊重神的圣名。
Thirdly is to revere God's holy name.
然后第四呢，第四件就可以看为是分别为圣跟充满祝福的。
And the last point is that to see that the day is holy and filled with blessings.
第三的诫命提醒我们说，我们不可随意的滥用神的这个名字做这个假事啊，或者是去欺骗人等等。
The third commandment reminds us not to misuse God's name, not to use His name to swear or to give false promises.
或者我们去传讲违背这个旨他的旨意的这些的道理。
Or to teach others what the Bible doesn't say.
最后呢，就是我们要在将安息日呢，我们要将它分别为圣。
And the fourth commandment, we are to set the a day apart.
希望我们能够说，真的是在能够在每一周里面的其中一天呢，我们真的是将它分别为圣，说这个是属于神的。
So may we be able to indeed set one day apart aside for God alone.
按照神的心意呢去。过那一天的生活
，and to live life God in accordance to God's will that day，
也至少也让自己能够得到好的休息
，and that we ourselves get to rest，
因为这是神圣又充满祝福的
，for it is a day that is both holy and filled with blessings。
但愿通过今天的这个信息
，so may the sharing today
帮助我们知道
，help us to see，
我们自己呢是属于神的人。
That we are people who belongs to God.
我们不但我们去尊重神的神圣性
，not only that we revere God's holiness.
我们也尊重神所安他的恩赐赐给我们的每一个人的神圣性
，but also the holiness that He has imputed into each one of us.
所以呢，我们靠着圣灵所给我们的能力，我们能够在每一天的生活里面呢，我们坚持我们要活出 分别为圣的爱与尊重的生活。
So we live a life, a holy life that is characterized by love and reverence by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这也是我们教会想在这几年里面，我们告诉他说，我们要在生活中去落实信仰生活化、生活信仰化的一个理念。
And so this is also what we mean by faith in practice.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你透过今天十诫的第一到四诫的信息。
Father, we give you thanks through the message from the first four commandments.
让我们能够再次的去思考，我们在生活中我们要以神为首位。
We may reflect on making God first in our lives.
我们要用心灵和诚实来去敬拜你。
That we are to worship you in spirit and truth.
我们要避免我们去敬拜了我们心中无形的偶像的崇拜。
And not to go into idol worship.
我们要学习要去尊重神的圣名。
To learn to revere God's name.
我们要将神的荣耀的名字在列邦中被传开。
And to honor God's name, that His name be known among the peoples.
我们也求你帮助我们能够在每一周有一天能够分别为圣。
And also help us to really set apart a day for you.
让我们那一天能够以你、以家人、以自己都有一个很好的这个亲密的时间。
That especially on that day, but also more days in our life, that our family will indeed have a time with God.
让我们的身体，让我们的灵命能够得到这个休息和这个更新。
Grant us, especially on the day we mark a Sabbath, rest that's holy state.
因为我们知道这个安息的是神圣又充满祝福的。
For we know that this day is one that's marked with holiness and also filled with blessing.
感谢你能够让我们能够按你的心意、按你的形象来过我们将来的生活。
We give you thanks for enabling us to live life according to thy will.
我们如此祷告，是奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
As we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.